now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
It's hard not to think that the House budget was written primarily with the November election in mind. Funding for public schools was increased, but just slightly, and it's far less than schools need and comes nowhere near filling in the hole created by last year's cuts. But it does allow Republicans to say on the campaign trail they provided more funds for education. It's a pattern that's likely to be repeated if Republicans maintain control of the General Assembly. In long sessions, they will slash and burn the public investments they ideologically oppose. Then the next year, an election year, they'll restore a few of the cuts here and there. But two steps backwards and half a step forwards still means you are going backwards quickly, and that's exactly where the state is headed. A budget that only partially addresses the disastrous decisions made last year isn't enough to give teachers and students and families the support they need. And that should be the measuring stick for any budget, how it affects our schools and our communities and our neighbors. And this one doesn't do nearly enough. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.